Obama versus Rambo may sound like a satiric Onion headline for the gun control debate, but it's actually a must-see matchup on Turkey's Aegean coast. The competitors, two male camels. Yep, it's camel wrestling season in Turkey, and reporter Nathan Rott was at this season's biggest event.
Chilgin, or Crazy Hassan as he's known in the arena, is a one-ton behemoth. A Tulu camel dressed in bright embroidered cloths, neon green pom-poms, and a traditional wooden saddle with the untraditional word bulldozer printed on the harness. Ismail Elhimez is his owner, and right now he's giving the bulldozer what seems to be some last-minute pointers. That doesn't sound like Turkish, though, so I asked my translator, Emre Danishan, what he's saying.
I don't know, he's speaking Kemalian. Kemalish. I don't know, I don't understand.
Well, whatever it is, it seems to work. Chilgin is literally frothing at the mouth. There are over 100 bell-wearing camels competing here today, and they're all bound for the same place, a natural amphitheater tucked a few short miles away from the town of Selçuk and the ancient ruins of Ephesus. This is a place riddled with history. And camel wrestling is no different. But it's a sport in decline. For modern Turks, the idea of watching two humped ungulates tangle just doesn't hold the same appeal as, say, YouTube. But you wouldn't know that here. Vendors hawk commemorative shawls and a Turkish liquor called raki. The air is thick with the smoke of sizzling camel sausage. And after a few hours of waiting in the crowd, we get our cue. Ismail gives a confident nod as he leads Chilgin into the ring. His opponent is similarly sized and wearing bright pink. It used to be a female camel would be in the ring with them, nature's way of instigating a fight. Today, though, the owners just kind of pull the camels into each other. It works. Chilgin leans in from the right. His opponent nips at his legs. They get an awkward side-by-side headlock. The announcer gives a play-by-play. To win, one camel must knock the other down or send it running in a 10-minute time limit. But that seldom happens. People compare this to bullfighting, but it's more like sumo wrestling, with lots and lots and lots of spit. And truth be told, the actual wrestling is, well, kind of boring. The match ends in a draw. No surprise, most do, but it is a little disappointing. But the crowd doesn't seem to miss a beat. Between the beer, the music, and the seared camel, they're pretty busy. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Rott.
This is NPR News.